welcome back to Angels Online, the first hour of the night shift on a Monday evening. And on the line, we have Jane's guest for tonight, Graham Crook. Graham, good evening. Welcome to REM FM.
Yeah, good evening. Welcome to you and welcome to all the listeners. Or good evening to all the listeners.
Hi, Graham. Sorry about the delay.
That's okay.
I didn't realise the time just flew away on us.
That's it. It was nice hearing all your calls.
Yeah, it is lovely. It is. We get a great response. Graham. Talk to me, okay? First of all, talk to me a little bit about you being a doctor. You were a doctor, is that correct? You still are a doctor?
Yes, I still am.
Okay, so, I mean, how long were you a doctor?
I was a doctor, I qualified in 1979, and I haven't practiced medicine now since 1993.
Uh-huh.
I was a doctor in the Air Force, I was a consultant chest physician, and the consultant advisor on chest medicine for the Royal Air Force.
So up to 1993, were you quite happy being a doctor?
Even back then, in 1993, things had been changing because more and more of the time was spent on administration and less of the time was being spent on actually the patients.
Okay. Now, what changed your life from... Why did you stop practicing?
Well, I moved down to Spain in 1993, and at that point I thought I was going to retire. I thought I was going to have a nice, quiet time, nice, quiet, relaxed life in Spain.
Uh-huh.
But actually retiring was much more stressful than I thought, and I developed a stomach ulcer. And all of the medication that I was giving to my, I had been giving to my patients didn't actually work. And so the doctor that I went to, I was lucky, I went to a doctor and he suggested meditation. And at that time, I was waking up 4 or 5 nights a week, and I was awake for a couple of hours with discomfort in my stomach. And after 10 days meditation, all of my symptoms disappeared.
So were you a bit astounded at the time?
I was very impressed. I couldn't quite understand it, but I was impressed, and so I continued with that, and that's what led me onto the path that I am on at the moment.
So you went on your own healing journey?
Yes.
Okay, and in very brief, I mean, what was that healing journey like?
Well, it was quite astounding, really, because, as I said, I used to enjoy being a doctor, and I was quite good at it. But I think I came to learn that there were things that I was doing, there was ways that I was acting, that were actually actually harming me. And it took a long time for that to actually cause the symptoms of my ulcer, but I realised that to a large extent, I'd actually caused that illness to come. And then I had to sort of set about trying to heal myself, and I think that's what we all have to do.
So it was looking at your own life, your own baggage, and facing it and going through it.
Yes.
Okay. So then you went on and doing more and more spiritual workshops and various things, spiritual, yes?
Yes.
And Say Kim was one of them along your journey?
Yes. I think I started off, first of all, doing the meditation, and then various things happened with the meditation, and then I became interested in Reiki. I actually started channeling healing energy before that, but I like to have a sort of scheme of things. I'm a practical man. I like to know how to do things, if there are any problems.
And the whys and the hows.
And the Reiki helped me with that. But then the thing is that we are beings who work on a physical, a mental, emotional, and a spiritual level. And often lots of the healing systems actually concentrate more on one. They may concentrate on the physical or the energy work or the emotional or the mental.
Uh-huh.
But the Seikem sort of combines all of those. So, I mean, you're actually looking at healing on a physical, mental, emotional and a spiritual level. And it's very much the way that you were doing. And when you were actually responding to people, you were saying that you have to look at what you're thinking.
Yeah, no, it's all about mind, body and spirit. I mean,
absolutely.
Emotions, it can't be just one.
That's right.
Okay, Graham, just going to go on a little there. When did you meet your partner in the book, Teresa Porritt?
Oh, we were actually partners and living together for about 10 years, and then we decided that the best thing to do would be for us to separate. At the time, that was in 1998. At the time, that was difficult, but I think that was the best thing for both of us at the time. But we remained as close friends. And she is more the writer than I am, and I was more had more practical experience on the sort of energy side.
And so you were the doctor on the energy side, and Teresa is a psychiatrist, isn't that correct?
That's right. Teresa is also a Reiki master and a Karuna master, so she does energy work as well. But I've probably got much more experience in the energy work, and she's got much more experience in the writing side. And we wanted to try and put those two things together.
Okay, and have you got Teresa there with you?
She is indeed.
And maybe we could have a word with her.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Teresa. Welcome to Angels Online with Craig and myself.
Hello, Teresa.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Would you just give us a little bit of information? Psychiatrist, right? How did you start to get into the spiritual area?
Well, again, it was when I became ill. Uh-huh. And conventional medicine didn't help.
So
and
was this around the same time then, year-wise, as Graham?
Yes, it was very much about the same time. And I started to get premenstrual syndrome. And so I was getting depressed and anxious and irritable and quite desperate at times. And my gynecologist and my GP, they couldn't help. And so I started doing Reiki. And within six sessions of Reiki, it disappeared and never came back. And I was amazed. It was a wonderful experience for me, and I just became interested in all of these different areas of healing.
Now, you went on and you met Sue Brotherton, I believe.
Indeed,
Brotherton.
Yes.
And you actually ended up writing a book together, Down to Earth.
Down to Earth, yes, yeah. About mediumship, about her experiences.
And you also partook in asking her questions, and you gave a lot about yourself as well within that book.
It was a most wonderful experience for me to work with Sue. She's a wonderful person. She's very kind and caring and an excellent medium. And I learned a lot. And my attitude shifted to embrace new aspects that I hadn't experienced myself. I don't see spirit and I don't see energy. But I certainly learned a lot from working with her.
So now you and Graham, you have a book out. Is out about 6-7 months, is that right?
Yes, it was out in March.
And it's Energy Works.
Energy Works, that's right.
Tell us a little about it.
Well, I mean, I'm fascinated in all aspects of healing and looking at how we need to deal with the pain of the past and to integrate various aspects of ourselves and to be able to realise our own potential in all its many different colours. And I think that the book for us was an enormous healing journey for ourselves, because writing about how to deal with anger or pain or upset that we've all experienced through our lives made us look at how we were doing that in our own lives. And so every chapter that we wrote, we would experience those feelings and really work through, almost as if we were kind of the guinea pigs in that setting of using the energy to help us to heal things that had affected our lives in lots of negative ways at times.
Teresa, can I just ask you, was there anything in your training as a psychiatrist that made you perhaps question the spiritual healing side?
I'm fascinated to find that actually a lot of doctors now are looking outside of conventional medicine and they're using healing. I'm a member of the Dr. Healer Network, for instance, in England, and there's some wonderful healers who are using this in their practice day to day.
Okay, I just would like to let people, our listeners, know where can they get hold of this book, the book with Graham and yourself called Energy Works.
Well, our website is www.abouthealing.net.
Okay, do you want to say that again?
Yes, that's www.abouthealing.net. Oh. And the links to Amazon and are on the website.
Okay, or maybe really can they call Graham as well on his mobile?
They can certainly call Graham. So yes, our contact numbers are on the website.
Right, and I will just give out Graham's telephone number. The mobile here is 655 471 07 74. That's 655 471 074. I'm sorry, our time is really running out here. Thank you so much, both of you, Graham and Teresa, for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for inviting us.
Thank you. God bless.
Thanks, Graham and Teresa. Good night.
Good night. So, very